country. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bags
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? I was just finishing up my last drop of bliss on my right hand. Dr. Shuley, are you blissed?
I am blissed, Vincent. Oh, wait. Hey, what is a day without bliss?
You're absolutely right. Dr. Shuley, have you gotten into any trouble this week?
Well, yes, I had a very interesting one last night. Some officer appeared at my back door just before I sat down to dinner. And, you know, you never know what they mean. And he brought me a employer or employees, whatever you call it, garnishment against wages.
Uh-huh.
For a person I never heard of in my life.
Uh-huh.
Goes back to 8 years ago. I never knew this person then or since. And why are they sending it to me now when it has never been on my payroll? Mm-hmm. Typical government, you know the word.
Hey, Dr. Shuley, did that person go right past the Nemenha sign on your property?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding?
Of course. They don't pay attention to that.
Did you walk him out there and say, oh, hey, listen, I want to show you something. By the way, you are individually responsible for your actions, and you have just violated a treaty with the indigenous peoples of the United States signed by President William Blythe Jefferson Clinton?
No. He wanted me to sign this thing, and I refused to sign it unless I could put down there, I never knew this person. Shut up.
Yeah. So what happened? Did you sign it, or did you tell him to take a hike?
No, I signed it, but I put down what I thought.
Yeah, I sometimes if I've got a gun to my head, I might sign under protest, under duress. My signature is absolutely illegible. It kind of looks like, I won't describe it, but it's people ask me if I'm a doctor because of my signature, because they cannot read it. Well, yeah. Dr. Shuley, I had a question for you. Or let's do this. Since you've mentioned the system, I decided that I want to take another stab at getting insurance at a lower rate from yet another company. So, I faxed a copy of our farm policy, you know, with all of the buildings that are insured and our auto coverage and all the coverage that we have over to another broker agent. And a few days later, which was yesterday, I got a call from the broker, and he said, good, almost ready to give you everything you need. They had a conference call set up at their end of the call. And they said, all we need is a couple more things. We're going to need your Social Security number and Mrs. Fennelli's and the children. And, of course, we'll need your birth dates, all of you. And, of course, we're going to need your driver's license numbers. And I said, really? Why is that? And he said, well, your insurance rate is figured depending on your driving record. And, of course, it's figured based on your credit report score. So I said, well, I have never had an accident. I've been driving since the early 1970s, I believe 1971. I have not had an accident ever. Mrs. Finelli has not had an accident. Our children have not had accidents. And so they wanted that additional information in order to provide an insurance quote. And I said, I don't know. This may be a showstopper. I don't know if I want to do it. Let me think about it. No, seriously. So, Dr. Shealy, my credit score will impact the rate that I would be charged for a farm policy. Unbelievable.
All of that sounds very interesting. You know, I changed this year from Farm Bureau.
Now, that's the one I want to dump. That's the one I want to dump. Let me say it a different way.
I had all kinds of trouble with them.
I can't stand the Farm Bureau.
And they were really difficult. And I got about 50% less expensive through American Family.
American
and
Family.
And Oliver. Mary Fry. I can highly recommend her.
Mary what?
Fry, F-R-Y.
Okay, I'll call her right after the broadcast. Okay. American Family. I will call her. So I was really reluctant to give out that information. I said, and this guy listens to me on the radio. This broker listens to me, and I said, you kind of know what I do, so you know that I'm really not interested in doing this, right? And he said, yeah. And then
we know your trouble.
So then I was talking with Mrs. Finelli about another phenomenon. Now, we have contacts all over the country, and she was telling me that one of our contacts on the East Coast got an email from the Department of Labor. This person actually is one of the few who has a job, and this person got an email, actually a lot of emails from the Department of Labor saying this, no changes, don't worry, everything's fine. Your premium is going to be the same. Under Obamacare, there are no changes at the present time. We will let you know if there are any changes. You're good for it. Keep paying your premiums. We'll let you know if anything happens next year. And just keep paying your premiums. Everything's fine. Don't make any changes. So there is an effort going forward to keep us all in our current insurance rather than dump our current insurance. So, October, November, December. Now, next year is 3 months. 3 months from now. So it's not like it's next year 12 months from now. It's real right around the corner in 3 months. That's next year. So the government the Department of Labor is contacting people, telling them everything's okay, don't worry, don't worry. And of course, everybody's worried, and companies are, even McDonald's is upset about the Obamacare impact. So I just wanted to share that with you, and of course, Mrs. Finelli got the same kind of email from the government telling her everything is okay. So I just wanted to share that with you. Dr. Shealy, can we talk about some of the unusual cases that you have been part of in your long history as a medical doctor? The things that, you know, strange things that people might not be aware of, that they should be aware of, and maybe possibly even avoid being in those situations. Do you have any that you'd like to share with us?
Well, yeah, you know, interestingly, we know that 80% of accidents are from, quote, carelessness, not paying proper attention to what's going on.
Sure.
So let me just give you a couple of examples. When I was a senior resident in neurosurgery, a man was brought in, no, early evening. He was a fisherman. His boat was coming into dock, and somehow he leaned over and got his head caught between the dock and the boat. Mm. When he arrived in the emergency room, his head was approximately twice normal size.
Wow.
I had to take off the entire top of his skull to prevent his brain from, you know, blowing up and expanding that far. The fascinating thing about it is he got well. You know, I had to, later, 3 months later, after things all healed and all the swelling's gone, I had to go back and put the skull back on. We froze it in the meantime and then put it back on, and it was reattached. He did lose his sense of smell, which is not uncommon after a major head injury. But if he had just paid a little more attention when the boat was coming to the dock, he could have avoided a phenomenal injury. Or
wow.
Then the
Dr.
young
Shealy,
girl. I'm sorry.
Dr. Shealy, I've got to ask this. I'm sure the class really wants to know. You literally, you know, did something like take a can opener and remove
well,
the top. Is that what we're talking about?
It's a bit more sophisticated than that, Vince.
But, you know, is that the image?
Well, that's right. You make a huge cut across the top of the head, pull the scalp way back down to the ears, and then essentially we have to make little things called burr holes. And then we
just lost half of our audience.
we connect those and saw the and in his case, literally, I took off the entire top of his skull, tied the skin back together, or sewed the skin back together, and he recovered.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fortunate, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
And then there was a 10-year-old girl who was brought in on a Saturday afternoon. A silage fork through her spine, right up in the neck. Her brother had thrown it out of the silo. It had catapulted across and hit her. And, again, I had to go in and, of course, clean up the thing. And it just actually just barely touched the side of her spinal cord in the lower neck. And, it's quite a job to clean it up. But those are good cases. She recovered remarkably well.
Well, so then the next question, Dr. Shealy, is if we have a puncture, let's say a pitchfork goes, let's say farming accidents are really common.
Exactly.
Farming is probably the most dangerous occupation that one can participate in. And, you know, the equipment is heavy. There's lots of moving parts. Anyway... When we come back, can we talk about if you're impaled? Do you pull it out or do you leave it in? Let's say it's something that you can be moved with, kind of like a sword going through you. What do we do? Dr. Norman Shealy, Vinfinella, USAPrepares.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risk, risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120. And I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and it's always fun to be on the air with Dr. Shealy, even though we're discussing might make some of us a little bit squeamish.
Before we go to what you suggested, I'd like to give you just one more example.
Okay.
This was a farmer who got his head caught in a corn shucker.
Actually
took out his entire left temporal lobe. I mean, it just reached in and, you know, right through the skull, just pulled out the left temporal lobe, came into the emergency ward, and, of course, again, a huge cleanup job. But interestingly, fortunately, these are all, you know, gratifying cases of how well they did and the importance of modern surgery, especially in trauma cases. You know, I often talk about not wanting to do drugs or surgery, but there is a place for it, and in the right place, it can be a lifesaver.
You're absolutely right. Dr. Shealy, I was thinking, as we were in the break, I was thinking of some of the equipment we have on the farm. We have, let me give you an example. We have a hay mower. It's about 9 feet wide, and it has these small cutters that are about twice the length of a credit card and just a little bit narrower. And they're attached to a bolt, and they spin at a very high RPM.
Oh,
if anything were to go wrong, yeah. And what happens is these hay mowers will cut the hay at about 2 inches off the ground. And they cut so fast that the hay actually stays intact and falls down. So it cuts it, and it's like spaghetti just falling down behind the mower. It does not get chopped up. Now, if anything goes wrong, like one of the nuts comes off one of these bolts that holds the blade intact with these cutters, that blade is going to go flying really far. Now, if that were to impale someone, and let's say it went partially into their abdomen, would they be better off? Or let's say a pencil went through somebody's abdomen. Would they be better off pulling it out or leaving it in general? What do we do in a situation like that? What do we look at?
A thing like the pencil, I would leave and let the surgeon take care of it. Mm-hmm. That blade, if it's not bleeding profusely, I would, and it's not so heavy that it's going to cut worse by picking them up, I would consider leaving it intact. But on the other hand, you know, the weight of something like that is such that it might be best to pull it out very gently. But if it causes pain, you just do the best you can until the emergency room people get there and let them handle it.
Yeah.
That is a place for emergency techs, and they are wonderful also.
Dr. Sheely, when you are in one of these trauma situations where you had to remove part of that man's skull because of the swelling in the brain bucket, do you find that some of the personnel that are in the room assisting you might faint?
No. I think by the time people get to that stage of actually, you know, being in surgery, they've already overcome that kind of, fear, anxiety, whatever it is. Fortunately, I've never been sensitive to that kind of thing. In fact, the worse the situation, the calmer I get.
Mm-hmm. That's quite remarkable because, as you're describing some of these scenarios, really traumatic injuries. It's remarkable. Dr. Sheely, have you ever been involved with someone who had to have a limb cut off and making that decision with that person?
Yes. Fortunately, interestingly, I have not had to do that myself, but way back in the 60s, there was a man who had severe diabetes, and he was so ill that he couldn't be put to sleep to have his leg cut off. And I actually used electrical stimulation on the nerves above the knee to make his lower leg numb enough that the surgeons could take it off.
Wow. Are we saying that this man was awake during this whole thing?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, I've operated on people. I've done spinal surgery on people totally awake. I've done brain surgery on people totally awake using only an electrical current to numb the area.
Well,
quite nice. They bleed less.
Dr. Sheely's going to be back after these few short commercials. Vinny's going to try to be back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. Class, if you'd like to get Dr. Shealy's complimentary newsletter, no salesman will call, no charge, no hidden agenda. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Dr. Norman Shealy is a brain surgeon, medical doctor of many, 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 many years. Surgeon of the year, author, broadcaster, farmer, Native American medicine man. Dr. Shealy, you were talking about operating on a person while awake using electrical stimulation at the nerve to either reduce or eliminate the pain. Are there operations that must be performed while the person is awake?
There are a few that are better done that way, because you need to ask the patient whether, you know, everything is okay. You want, with certain nerve surgery, you want to be sure you're not, you know, damaging the wrong nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Wilder Penfield, one of the great, great elder states people, if you will, of neurosurgery way back in the 50s, was operating on people awake and stimulating various areas in the brain to determine what was going on in that area of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shilley, have we become better at surgery with modern medicine in the since the 1960s and 1950s or not?
Oh, yes. No question. You know, many of the greatest advances of medicine over the last half century are in surgery rather than with drugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We know, Dr. Shilley, we know someone who has a lump in her breast. And she's a middle-aged woman, and she's discovered this lump in her breast. And I was talking with her over the last couple of days, including yesterday. And I didn't ask any personal questions, but she would like to talk with you. So if that's okay, I'd like to share that with you after the broadcast. But here's the question. When a person has a breast lump, a female, if they have a biopsy, is that done with a needle to extract fluid or tissue to see and then further test that? Is that how that's done?
Well, it can be. Personally, I'm not a big, biopsy of a lump. I think taking the lump out, personally, it's simpler, safer, less likely to spread it if it is cancer. So if it's, if it's a removable lump, why not just take it out rather than... Mm-hmm. Muck it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, if let's say there is a surgery, and let's say just for descriptive purposes, let's say it's the size of a sugar cube.
Of a which?
Of a sugar cube, half the size
small,
of a domino.
Very
let's
small.
Say.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say it's that big, or the size of a marble.
No problem.
If that's removed, is there when the knife goes through that tissue to cut it out, is it possible that part of that tissue could remain on the knife and be carried to another portion of the breast and have it spread again? Is that a concern, or are there precautions taken against that, or is that not a concern?
Well, obviously it is. So when you're doing what's called an excisional biopsy, you take, you're cutting, if you will, whether it's with a knife or with a cautery, which is actually a burning electrical, destroying of the tissue around it, so you get less bleeding. You try to stay outside the lump, so you don't want to go into it. But it's always possible there's a little string coming out from it already that you will cut across.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as we discuss this, what comes to mind is so often we hear from the family members, yeah, she had cancer, yes, he had cancer, but they just operated a couple days ago or a couple weeks ago, and the surgeon's really, comfortable, confident that he or she got it all out. And then later on you find out that the cancer has recurred, and I guess they didn't get it all out. Why is that, Dr. Shilley?
Well, let's face it. Cancer starts microscopically.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's just no way to see the tiny little, very microscopic extensions coming out of a cancer.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing stories of women who have had their breasts removed. If your family member had a breast cancer and a significant size lump, is that something that you would consider, Dr. Shilley, or would you say just take out the lump and let's proceed from there?
Well, I prefer that whenever it's possible without taking off the whole breast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And is that idea of electively removing a breast on the opposite side because you've had it on one side, wow.
Okay, and then since we're talking about that, how about women who have their breasts removed, and there have been some with recognizable names, you know, in Hollywood, who've had breasts removed because their mother had breast cancer. So, well, if her mother had it, well, maybe, you know, I'm going to get it, so I'll have my breasts removed and just prevent the whole thing.
Well,
does
there are certain
sense?
Genetic markers which mm-hmm. give you a very high chance that you could develop cancer. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
But without that marker, which is a very, very small percentage of women, I certainly would not do it electively.
Okay. So then obviously the next part of this discussion is, what do we do to minimize our chances of getting cancer, since so many families, Dr. Shealy, I don't know a single family, not one, that can say, you know, our family is cancer-free, you know. No uncles, no aunts, no, my grandparents, nobody had it. I don't know a single family that can say that.
Well, I think it's critically important to keep your immune system strong. So at the mm-hmm. top of my list is avoiding sugar. Sugar is not a food. It's a toxic poison.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about cane sugar.
I'm sorry, cane. Well, I'm talking about cane
sugar.
Or beet. You know, table
mm-hmm.
sugar.
Right, okay.
We haven't had any in our house in 43 years. Don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, don't buy any food that is in a package with several other things listed on it. In other words, 90% of the time or better, if it's got more than a basic food off the farm and maybe some salt, it's no longer real food.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, quote, processed. And
you know, okay.
Number three, unless you live on a farm like yours, a minimum 30 miles or more away from a significant-sized city, and raise 100% of your food, you need supplements.
Okay. And what supplements, Dr. Shealy?
Well, of course, I think that the basic ones are vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams a day, methyl sulfonamethane, 1,000 milligrams a day. Astaxanthine, 4 to 10 milligrams a day. And tocotrienols, 100 milligrams a day. For most people, that's probably adequate. But then there's one other huge one. And even if you live on a farm, you probably need, and raise your food, you probably need this, and that's magnesium lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Because magnesium is so deficient in the soil, I'm positive that you give your cattle magnesium supplements.
As a matter of fact, I'm one of the few farmers who does. We can, you know, they all need salt, but I give my cows magnesium supplements. They have them every day, and we check on them to make sure that the supplements are there, and they can have as much as they want.
A licking box.
And they're smart. Yeah, and they're smart enough to know, Dr. Shealy.
Oh yeah,
they really are.
Nope. There's no question about it. It's absolutely essential, and of course we don't, you know, have the taste buds to go around and licking a magnesium salt, but it's better through the skin.
Dr. Shealy, one of our favorite topics to discuss is electromagnetic radiation. And we put a post on the website this morning, and it goes like this. Cell phone injuries are on the rise, And it goes to say that people who are using their cell phones become unaware of their surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Just
this week, this bright young man, who in my opinion is one of the nicest young, you know, promising 22-year-olds that I know, got stopped for speeding because he was talking on his cell phone.
Mm.
He's lucky that's all he got.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's where I'm going with this. You know, there are stories of guys in the city talking on their cell phones, walking directly into a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
You know? it's hard to believe, you know.
And how about into a car moving down the street? That's, I'm sure, right. Happens too.
Yep, and you know, crossing you know, city street, getting run over. But I was in Sam's Club. And there was a woman in front of me at the checkout. She was on her cell phone, and she's, you know, kind of looking around, and she's talking about, I don't really know because I wasn't paying attention, but it was obvious that she was just chattering, nothing important, you know, donuts and things like that. She was in front of me in line, had no idea what was going on through the checkout. It's as rude as possible to everyone around her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what happened. We come back on the other side of this break with this woman who was in line in front of me at the checkout at Sam's Club, talking on her cell phone, totally unaware of her surroundings. Dr. Norman Shealy, Ben Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us in the classroom today. And Dr. Shealy, I was telling a story about being in the checkout line at Sam's Club in Springfield, Missouri, and there was a woman in front of me, middle-aged, and she was talking on the cell phone, totally unaware of what she was doing. I mean, she's looking around, and you know, the clerk is checking out her items, and she ultimately is like, you know, I need your credit card and that kind of stuff. So finally, she gets through that, then pushes her cart through the exit where she's inspected, detected, and approved, so she can go on her way. And she goes to her car, and the reason I know all this is because I was behind her, and my car was near hers. So she gets her stuff in her car. She had fewer items than I did. So she then drove off to the gas pumps at Sam's, and she was putting fuel in her car. So all the while on the phone, talking, loading her car, driving over to the gas pumps, totally unaware, pumping gas, looking around, totally unaware of all her surroundings. I believe that as we see more and more cell phone use, we're going to see more and more accidents and more stupid behavior where people aren't paying attention. I really believe that talking on a cell phone seems to confuse the person, where minutes go by driving and they're totally unaware that they just drove a couple miles or more.
You know, it's been shown that talking on a cell phone while you're driving is extremely dangerous. I mean, unbelievably dangerous. And you're absolutely right. And you know, it reminds me, Vince, and I may turn off some of our listeners, but it reminds me of Facebook in general. Everything I've seen, or 90%, is what I call drivel and idle chatter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about, what are you doing? I don't know, what are you doing? I had spaghetti at the Olive Garden last night, and it was really, really good, you know. I mean, does anybody really care? Does anybody really care about that kind of stuff? And here's a picture of my dog, and here's another picture of my dog, and here's another picture of my dog, and he's learning how to give his paw. Isn't that great? I mean, who really cares? And we don't have, those of us who are busy doing things don't have time for that nonsense. We really don't. So I look at Facebook as a CIA tool. Dr. Shealy, since you mentioned this, let's talk about another tool. Many of the people who, well, in our community, actually all over the country, have these reward cards where you can go to the supermarket and they'll give you a rewards card where you can get specials that are not offered to other people who don't have the reward cards. So what happens, in order to save money, if you will, on our purchases, we sign up for these reward cards. Well, here's what's happening now. The police are going to those stores demanding the data on specific reward card customers. And now let's paint this picture. So let's say we're going to have a barbecue coming up in a couple of weeks. And what we do is we say, shoot, you know what? We're going to have hot dogs and beer, and let's have some hamburgers. And so we buy that stuff. And then we say, you know, let's get some beer. Let's get some Bud Light, get a case of that. And then we go, oh, you know what? Joe's coming, and he really likes Corona. So let's get a six-pack of Corona. And then what about the ladies who are coming? They really would rather have wine rather than Bud Light or Corona. So let's get a bottle of red and a bottle of white wine. So then later on, the court case comes up, and the evidence is introduced. So it's obvious that you... Now, why did you have 24 cans of beer, and then right after that, the next day, you bought another six-pack of beer, and then you bought a bottle of red wine and white wine? Obviously, you're a heavy drinker. I mean, you can see how this can all be stacked against you, and you can be portrayed into, you know, a monster by your purchasing habits. So my suggestion is, to those of you listening, get rid of those reward cards. Cut them up. And then, if you want to have the reward card, get it in a different name. For example, in Springfield, one of our instructors has anonymous cell phones, and he's got a whole bunch of customers with the names of actors and actresses. There are at least four Marilyn Monroes that I know of in Springfield.
There is method in madness.
Yes, Dr. Shealy. And we're going to be back on the other side of the break. And by the way, use a fake email address when you get these reward cards. My opinion. We'll be right back. Dr. Norman Shealy, we're going to talk about beer bellies when we come back. What are they? Dr. Norman Shealy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others? Without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located. The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1 year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.